This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. A missing little girl, Celeste, just 13 years old when she goes missing, found decomposing, partially dismembered, in a Starz Tesla trunk, who is now whining because his tour is canceled. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us.
Celeste Hernandez, an 11-year-old girl full of life, but also young and naive. When given the chance to chat with an older boy online, she engaged, unknowingly opening the door to a nightmare.
The music star I'm talking about has gone multi-platinum. But before I talk about all of his musical success and how much money he's making and how famous he is, can I show you what he just reposted? Okay. Of a guy chopping up luncheon meat. And he says, me, if I see her talk with other dudes. You know, not a good look when your then 13-year-old girlfriend is found dismembered and decomposing in your Tesla. And as I recall to Israel Salas Rodriguez joining us, senior news reporter, U.S. Sun, not just dismembered and decomposing. I mean, by the way, that video is from @Brian on TikTok. You could smell the trunk as you approached the Tesla. And isn't this true, Israel Salas Rodriguez, that the Tesla was noticed by the neighborhood because it was so dusty and it had been sitting there for so long? My point is, how could somebody put a then 13-year-old little girl in a trunk and leave the car there for weeks on end? How long was that car sitting there, Israel?
That's right, Nancy. So the car was reportedly sitting there for weeks in an affluent neighborhood in Los Angeles, the Hollywood Hills. Neighbors complained about a foul odor coming from the Tesla. However, it wasn't until early September when authorities finally impounded that vehicle from the neighborhood.
To Moses Castillo joining us out of Orange County, private investigator for the Dordulian Law Group, former supervisor detective from LAPD, and you can find him at MosesCastilloInvestigations.com. Moses, you just heard Israel Salas Rodriguez refer to Hollywood Hills as, like, you know, a cushy, posh neighborhood. He's right. It is. Tell me about Hollywood Hills and why anybody would notice a dusty Tesla with dents in it sitting there for a really long time. Not these people. Their cars are all, like, parked in their five-car garages. Nobody's leaving a junk car out on the street in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, this is an upscale neighborhood who celebrities are there, you know, all the time, and they care for their cars. And when they see something that's out of whack, especially the odor, I'm just surprised that the initial response didn't cause somebody to open the trunk, because they would have discovered the body right then and there.
You know, we're showing you the tow lot where it ended up. That's the last thing you want, is your car ending up in a tow lot. You know, Joe Scott Morgan joining me, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet, and he's a star of a hit podcast series, Body Bags, with Joseph Scott Morgan. Joe Scott, 3 weeks at least, 3 weeks, and the same soccer moms and executive dads, you know, jog by in their matching outfits and go, wow, that Tesla's been there a long time. What's that smell? Really? 3 weeks? What was going on in that trunk, Joe Scott?
Well, what was going on in the trunk is advanced decomposition. And let me throw this at you, Nancy. I don't know that the body was always in the trunk. The body may have been decomposing somewhere else, placed in the trunk, which, hey, I've gotten a little education now on these Teslas. They actually refer to them as a frunk, because the trunk is on the front of the car, and the remains may have gotten so foul that they were placed into the car, and then the car removed down the road and left abandoned on the side of the road. So I don't know that we can actually say that her remains had been in there for the entire time.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to circle back to you on that, Joe Scott. Israel Salas Rodriguez. Yep. Israel, was the Tesla moved a couple of times when it was sitting out on the street?
That's unclear right now, Nancy. However, there was a report from neighbors that the Tesla was parked in a home in that same area in the Hollywood Hills. And then days later, it was parked on the sidewalk.
You know, some reports are stating the car was moved from one spot to the next. I can't confirm that right now. But Joe Scott, let me ask you a question. You know, yep. Joe Scott, you're the death investigator. I'm just a trial lawyer. But before I let you get up on the stand and blurt that out, do you have any reason, any scintilla, speck of evidence to suggest Celeste's body was somewhere else decomposing and then moved to the trunk? Or is this your theory?
Well, I do know this. And yeah, it's my theory. I'll stand by it. I know that if normal people were around decomposing bodies and they're not used to being around them, as the body gets more and more progressively foul, they want to put as much distance between themselves and the remains. So I think that that may have been what had happened here.
And wouldn't you agree, straight out to a veteran trial lawyer, Joanna Nevis. She is a premier criminal defense attorney and founder of the Nevis Law Firm. Joanna, I know you don't want to hear this in your capacity as a defense lawyer, but somebody was moving that car from place to place, which goes to intent, right? If there's a car, a beat-up car, sitting right in front of somebody's house, and it sits there for 2 weeks, they're going to call about it. But if it moves around, it's less likely to get called in. I'm talking about intent to hide the little girl's dead body, Joanna.
Yeah, Nancy, I don't disagree with you from the perspective of whoever was driving that vehicle and moving it around may have had an intent, but was my client the person that was moving it around, or does my client have an alibi for where they may have been all of the each time that that car was moving with that foul-smelling body in it? So just because it was moving does not put it with the person that I may be defending at the time.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm glad you told me that. Now I'm going to try to find a way to shoot down that theory. Guys, let's start at the beginning. We've gotten ahead of ourselves. Listen.
Residents in Hollywood Hills grow tired of a dusty 2023 Tesla Model Y with a Texas plate parked on the street for a month and report the vehicle. Days later, employees at Hollywood Tow notice a foul odor coming from the car and call police. Officers discover a decomposing body found in a bag in the frunk of the Tesla. The Tesla is registered in Hempstead, Texas.
Okay, that's another red flag. Here we are in Hollywood Hills with all the rich people, and they notice a dusty, dirty Tesla with a frunk, as Joe Scott Morgan pointed out. The trunk is in the front, a little bit dinged up, and it goes from place to place to place within the Hollywood Hills area. You know, then it gets towed. Nobody comes to claim it. Gee, I wonder why. I think I know why. Listen.
Human remains wrapped in plastic, placed in a bag, and hidden in the front trunk of the Tesla are severely decomposed and partially dismembered. Police say the person was a female, 5'2", weighing 71 pounds, with wavy black hair, and was wearing a tube top and black leggings. The person appears deceased inside the vehicle for an extended period of time before being found.
Straight out to renowned psychoanalyst Dr. Bethany Marshall, joining us from this jurisdiction. She is the author of Deal Breakers. You can see her now on Peacock, and you can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Dr. Bethany, can I talk to you about this little girl? Okay.
Yes.
She first goes missing from her home when she has just turned 13. She comes back. She's reported missing. She's found. She's brought back. Everything's fine. Then she disappears again, and she's not reported missing. Let that just sink in. I want you to marinate that just a moment, Dr. Bethany Marshall. What I want to talk to you about is the mind of a killer that would take a 71-pound little teen girl and dismember her, put her in a plastic bag like she's trash, and put her in the hot trunk of a car. You know how hot it gets in California at this time of year? Now, back time it, she's been in that trunk for weeks. And the person knows it, and they move the car from spot to spot so it's not detected. I mean, come on. I'm calling all ring cams right now. Who moved that Tesla? But the mind it would take to murder a little girl, 71 pounds. She was last seen wearing Hello Kitty sandals. Okay? And put her in a trunk and leave her there. Help me out, Bethany.
Nancy, I have two words: coercive control. Whoever did this had control over a minor sufficiently so that her family was unable to find her. What 13-year-old does not want to be home with their parents unless they're being groomed and brainwashed by somebody who has, as we can see from the evidence, intent to kill? In terms of the mind of this killer didn't prepare a dump site for the body, which I find extremely interesting, meaning that they thought about killing the victim. They didn't think about what they were going to do with her afterwards. My Beverly Hills office is very close to the Hollywood Hills. And let me tell you, Nancy, you do not leave a car out on the street in the Beverly Hills, Junk cars are not sitting around. Dirty cars are not sitting around. Dirty cars are not driven through the streets. So the fact that this perp left the car there, not thinking that somebody would notice, this is somebody who doesn't feel he or she is going to get in trouble, doesn't have a conscience, feels that this girl belonged to him, that he was going to get away with this. And I'm going to guess sex, aggression, and homicide are linked together, that whoever did this had a sexual relationship with this young woman, perhaps a pedophile, or as we saw in the case with R. Kelly, that he wants to collect young women with whom he can have control, and then as they age out, he needs to get rid of them.
I just don't know how you connect murder and dismemberment and putting her in a bag to roast in a hot car with sex, okay? That's your world, not mine. I am trying to find out who did this, prove it, and get a conviction. That's what I want.
Nancy,
there's too many cans of worms here. Why wasn't she reported missing the second time? What?
Somebody who takes control of a 13-year-old, removes her from her family, is going to have a fixed sexual interest in children and girls, and particularly children that they feel they can have control over.
You know what? She's got a good point too. Joanna Nevis, who is a veteran criminal defense attorney, founded the Nevis Law Firm. Joanna, she's got a point. Now, you dodged, you know what? Did you play dodgeball in college, Joanna? Because you're really adroit at this. You dodged my first one, my first torpedo to the defense here. It was a pretty good dodge, too. But could you tell me any reason, Joanna Nevis, that an adult would have a child, whatever reason, what he wanted to foster her? He wanted to expand her horizons, help her get her grad degree, give her piano lessons. What? Help me out here. Why else, if it wasn't for sex, would you keep a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, Nancy, I think that we're talking about two different situations, right? Do we have the same person, the same set of circumstances? Are we talking about an inappropriate relationship with a child, or are we talking about dismemberment and murder? If somebody is culpable for one thing, it does not necessarily mean that there is direct evidence and proof that they are culpable for the next. And so I think we can't conflate those issues without more. And definitely the prosecution and law enforcement, as they're investigating it, are going to have to take the time to explore all of the facts and supporting evidence to tie an inappropriate relationship with an actual homicide.
Joanna Nevis, it's amazing. Okay, forget the dodgeball question. You know, the snake charmer, as the cobra goes back and forth, you start going back and forth, and suddenly you're in sync with the snake. Yeah, I'm not in sync with you because it's very hard for me to parse. Gee, did the pedophile kill her, or did the pedophile use her sexually and then somebody else snuck in the night and murdered her. Okay, that's a fun thing for Joanna Nevis and I to discuss, but in the meantime, listen to this.
It's a little weird to see a car that I haven't seen here for a long time. Had a big dent on it, had a Texas plate on it, so all a little odd.
One neighbor says the distinct-looking Tesla was parked on the street for some time in front of the house that was searched, and later in two other spots on the street. The vehicle stood out because it has a Texas plate and a big dent.
That from our friends at WABC 7. To Dave Mack joining me, Crime Stories investigative reporter. Isn't it true, Dave, that she was so decomposed she had to be forensically identified? Isn't that true?
Absolutely correct, Nancy.
Okay, again, Joe Scott Morgan, I'm just a felony prosecutor. Could you explain what that means? I mean, I'm guessing that means that they didn't open the trunk and look at her and go, that's the little missing girl, Celeste. She had to be forensically identified.
Yeah, to give you, to kind of frame this out a little bit, Nancy, her Celeste measurements, her weight specifically in life, you ready for this, was 120 pounds. The remains that they have are somewhere in the neighborhood of 70. So no, they could not have been able to actually visualize her and say, yeah, this is Celeste. This is who we've been looking for. No, they're going to go at this. I do understand that she has specific tattoos and they were able to use that. I can only assume her family's involved in
this. Put them up, please. Okay, specifically one tattoo, a tiny tattoo on the inside of her finger that says, shh, shh, and you could only see it if that finger was held up. There it is. There's the shh. Now, I just saw another tattoo, and I'd like to see it again. That was the other tattoo on her finger, so Mom and Dad couldn't see her tattoos. David. Wow. David. David. The musician, and it's on her ring finger. Hello? David, the musician, and it's on her ring finger. But you know what's interesting? Can I see Joe Scott, please? The shh tattoo. What a coinkydink that he, David, some people look at his name and it looks like D4VD, and he pronounces it David. He has the same tattoo on his index finger. What a coincidence. Isn't that odd, Joe Scott Morgan?
Yeah, what else is odd is that a child this age has tattoos. All right, so just let that sink in just for a second. The fact that she does have this tattoo, though, was certainly beneficial as far as getting her remains identified. And listen, you can't just go based upon the tattoo. There are other elements here. We have
look
some
at that,
clothing.
Joe Scott. We were just showing her with the ring on her ring finger. That's on her left hand. This is, when she goes missing, she's 13 years old. Listen to this.
The 13-year-old became friends with singer David on social media and ran away to Hollywood to see the rising star. Celeste was returned home to Lake Elsinore by police. Celeste remained in school for a month. Then in May, David picked Celeste up in a Tesla to go to the movies, and she has been gone ever since.
How long ago was this?
We all just found out yesterday who it was, but she's been missing since I taught her. So when I taught her, she met this dude on social media. He was a rapper in LA. He came and got her. She ran away from home. She was gone for like a month. The cops found her in Hollywood, brought her back to our school. She came back to our school, kind of told people this story. She disappeared again in May of that year, May of 2024.
That is from @user.lol951.
The young girl from Los Angeles started dating an older boy in the music industry that she met online. They would occasionally be seen together on his Twitch and Instagram. Over the next few years, his fame grew, and he desperately tried to hide their relationship from the public eye. But one night, Celeste vanished from her home, and her parents grew worried.
So she disappears at age 13. Family reports her missing. Police find her, bring her back. Then David, a.k.a. D4VD, that's what it looks like, picks her up to take her to a movie. and she's never seen again. Last seen wearing gray pants, black sweater, and Hello Kitty sandals. Okay, I'm learning more from an unidentified teacher. Listen.
Hold up. That's her in my classroom in front of this poster right here. Okay, hold up. I got another one because I got a picture on TMZ of this other kid exchanging stuff with the rapper who we alleged did this stuff. Hold on a second because he's also in my classroom. That's when her friends told me what happened, that it was this rapper, that they were like blackmailing him, all of this stuff. And then I found out yesterday that she's now dead in that rapper's car, cut into pieces. You want to know how they met? I feel like I just said it. Social media.
This is from at user.lol951 on TikTok. The point I believe that teacher was making was a good point. He was telling the class that these two met on social media.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Israel Salas Rodriguez joining us, senior news reporter, U.S. Sun. I don't know that I would call it dating, because when a girl is 13, she's underage. So I don't know that I would call it dating.
That's right, Nancy. Celeste Rivas was 13 years old when she reportedly met this singer named David. It's unclear how they met, all that's being reported is that they met online. It's even unclear if she attended high school. She was reportedly a student at Lakeland Village Middle School in Lake Elsinore. She was described as a runaway teen who left her parents' home in the past, but would eventually return. And up until May 2024, she ran away again.
Israel.
But this time
Israel.
She did not return.
You know what? You really are something, Israel. She's described as a runaway teen. Okay, so what? She's disposable? A runaway teen. What else about her? Did she sing in the church choir? Did she crochet? Was she in 4-H? Was she a homebody? Did she love music? But all I'm getting is she was a runaway teen. You know what? Moses Castillo, he's just repeating what he has learned from his sources. Okay, it's not Israel Salas Rodriguez's fault. That's the way this girl has been portrayed. This girl who first goes missing at age 13 and ends up with a multi-platinum singer, much older yes. than her. Let me see that lunch meat video again, who posts a TikTok where they're me, if I see her talk with other dudes. What a coincidence. That's from @Brian on TikTok. But he is reposting something that David, the musician, posted originally. Me, if I see her talk with other dudes. And the only way she's described in the media is a runaway teen. Like, okay, translation, don't care. I care. And I think every other parent cares that has a teen girl. But at 13, she could be in the 7th grade for all I know. It's just
absolutely,
the way
Nancy.
She's described is it's not right.
Absolutely right, Nancy. Lewd acts upon a child comes to mind. You mentioned the word statutory rape. No, it's lewd acts upon a child here in California. Anybody under the age of 14 is a child. And this is horrible, horrible. And that's the attitude that law enforcement has nowadays. Oh, they're just incorrigible, runaway teens. And so that's why they just don't even pay attention to them until now they find them dead.
You know, I'm sick about it. The way that she is described as expendable. My little girl, Lucy, weighs about 90 pounds. She's 17. There would be hell to pay if she went missing, God forbid, because I would die. And people just describe her as a runaway teen. Like, yeah, no problem. She's in a car trunk, dead, dismembered, in a plastic bag, decomposing. But she was just a runaway. Okay, we know a lot about her. But what do we know about this guy who is not charged with anything at this juncture? And I guess you put it together that this car, this Tesla from Texas, is registered to him. the music star, the millionaire. There it is in the impound lot. Our friends at ABC7 got this for us. Who is he?
The 20-year-old became a YouTube star playing his favorite game, Fortnite, and commentary. His channel was defunded due to his use of popular music he used on his videos that he did not license. He says his mother told him to make his own music for his videos. He downloaded a free music app for his phone, and his music career was born. Using his own music in his gaming montages, Burke begins uploading his tracks to SoundCloud. His music gains more attention than his gaming montages. Self-produced song Romantic Homicide goes viral, leading to a record deal. Romantic Homicide is certified multi-platinum.
Has anybody actually looked at the lyrics of Romantic Homicide? Let's put it up on the screen so we can all take a look. Okay, we definitely need to shrink on this. In the back of my mind, I killed you, and I didn't even regret it. I can't believe I said it, but it's true. Do I love you? No, I hate you. In the back of my mind, you died, and I didn't even cry. No, not a single tear. And I'm sick of waiting patiently for someone that won't even arrive. Okay, Dr. Bethany, what does the term Freudian slip mean?
This was not a crime of passion, but the idea that he says in the lyrics, you didn't arrive, there is an implied accusation that she hasn't shown up for him. The 13-year-old little girl who ran away from home, was lost for a year, shows up in all these social media posts. Her whole appearance changes. She's wearing kind of a scarf on her head that mimics his. She's starting to get the Cassie Ventura look. One of the images you showed, she has, yes, that one, beautiful long lashes, a diamond ring. The fact that she has the SHHH tattooed. No adult should tell a 13-year-old to keep a secret. That's just inappropriate. So these lyrics, it tells me that, I'm going to put this along the side, the fact that she disappeared for a year from her family, which tells me that he had increasing control over her.
This little girl disappears for the first time when she is just 13 years old, after she goes to meet a musician who has gone multi-platinum. And they start talking online. She goes to a concert, somehow hooks up with him, and they start talking online. That's the working theory. He's not charged with anything, and I'm very curious about that decision. Let's hear it all from the horse's mouth.
Hello, my name is David. Pronounced David, not D4VD. I'm from Queens, New York. I'm in Houston now. I am a gamer. I love video games. I want to be a professional gamer before music. That's actually what pushed me into music, was getting copyright strikes on YouTube, and I kind of just used my own music in my montages after my mom told me to, because I was crying to her about it.
That from Genius YouTube channel.
Another year passed and the teen was still missing. Neighbors reported a foul odor coming from an abandoned vehicle. Police arrive on scene only to be met with a horrific discovery that would shock the Los Angeles community.
A lot of you may not be familiar with his music. It's not rap. It's more like R&B. I've listened to a lot of it, specifically Romantic Homicide. He's also ventured into clothing. I'd like you to see some of the shirts that he, David, has offered online for sale. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, are those blood-spattered shirts? It looks like, is it in a car? I don't know where it is, but that's him with blood-spattered shirts. To Joanna Nevis, veteran criminal defense attorney. Joanna, you are fully versed in guilty conscience. Sometimes the cleanup is worse than the crime, the cover-up, so to speak. Why would he suddenly remove shots of him with bloody t-shirts? It looks like it's even in a car. Why? Why would he do that suddenly?
You know, Nancy, so many people, especially celebrities, are represented by, public relations representatives who will advise them to do certain things so that they can attack things before the damage happens. And, you know, this is somebody who was in the spotlight. He's already being attacked about his lyrics. he's already being painted as the person who is, you know, likely responsible for this because he had a relationship with this person. And he is likely being told that he should take these images down. Although these images are a part of his overall brand, we're talking about creative expression. This person has a moody, gothic brand, but his lyrics are artistic expression. It's not necessarily a confession. And him taking it down
what,
Joanna, is not necessary.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to try that on the jury. This was his artistic expression. And you know, another thing I've noticed too, Moses Castillo joining us, private investigator with the Dordulian Law Group. Moses, have you noticed in nearly every photo of the star known as David with little girl Celeste, he has her covering her face? Have you noticed that?
Yes, that's what, you know, as an investigator, I would definitely want to talk to him about all these lyrics and all these things that came before her body was discovered.
I would argue he's having her cover her face because she's underage. What more do we know about this guy?
Burk has released several singles, including Here With Me, that charted on the Billboard Hot 100. He has recorded two EPs and last April released his first full album, Withered, with the Withered World Tour starting last month and canceled the day the body in his Tesla was identified as Celeste. His deluxe album is shelved, his record label Interscope suspended the album's release and paused all promotional activities related to David. His endorsement deals are canceled.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
What, do I have this correct to Dave Mack, Crime Stories investigative reporter, that after Celeste's butchered remains are found in his Tesla trunk, he continues touring for several weeks until the outcry online, it becomes too noisy to ignore?
Unbelievable, Nancy, that bloody remains are found in a vehicle registered to you, yet you continue on this world tour like nothing was found in your car and only stop when the remains are identified as a missing child from Lake Elsinore. He went on about his daily business after a bloody, chopped up, decomposed corpse was found in his abandoned car, Nancy. Think about all of this, and it goes beyond the pale of what any human being ever would do to another human being.
You know, Dave Mack, apparently you and I are the only ones concerned, because as of this moment when we go to air tonight, there have been no charges at all. Okay, he's in a relationship with her. She's a runaway, times two. She's been gone over a year with him. I bet if we timed those photos, we'd find out how long she's been with him. And now she's dead. Oh, it could only be topped by one thing. To Israel Salas Rodriguez joining us, U.S. Sun, isn't it true that there are pregnancy allegations, Israel?
That's right, Nancy. There are rumors and unconfirmed reports online that claim Celeste was apparently pregnant at the time of her death. David wrote in the comments section of one of his Discord live streams, quote, me and at deleted user got a kid on the way. Again, these reports are unconfirmed by Los Angeles investigators, who have kept the details of the case close to the chest.
Joe Scott Morgan, help me out. You're the death investigator. You're the one that has handled literally thousands of death investigations with her body. 13 when she goes missing. 13. And we're talking about her partially dismembered body in a bag in his Tesla. Okay. How do we figure out if she was pregnant?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the key, isn't it? And if they can, if, and again, Nancy, this is a big if, because I keep hearing these snatches of information about how badly she was decomposed. If they can get into her reproductive system and appreciate the interior of her uterus, there's going to be clues there relative to either a current pregnancy or if she had given birth at some point in time. Remember, she's been in hiding for some time. I think my question would be, was there anything in the house that gave us an indication that there may have been some evidence relative to this? How long had she survived? Is there any evidence that there might be a child somewhere out there? And all of this is going to be compromised.
Well, hold on, Joe Scott. What can you tell me about infant remains?
Yeah, there's a report that is out there. And again, we haven't been able to validate this yet, but there is actually a report that there were remains found in the Hollywood Hills area and that they were of an infant. So if that is true, Nancy, if that is true, and if the LA County coroner has those remains, which is where they would have wound up, guess what we've got here? We have got a source for DNA information.
You know, another thing, Joe Scott Morgan, two ideas. One, DNA comparison between the infant's remains that were reportedly found in the area and whoever got rid of her body ain't that smart because it's connected geographically to David's place. He lives in Hollywood Hills. Isn't that right, Israel? He lives in Hollywood Hills, and this car is found in Hollywood Hills?
Yes, Nancy. There's reports that David actually rented a home in the Hollywood Hills area at one point.
Maybe whoever discarded her body did think to, like, park the car a few streets over. That said, Joe Scott, what I'm saying is, when you don't know a horse, look at his track record. If the body was hidden, just really stretching it, near his home, then if infant remains are found near the vehicle, that would mean they were also near his home. That said, two ideas. One, DNA comparison between the infant remains, if they exist, and her remains to find out if she's the mother. Even if the body's decomposed, we can still get some sort of a DNA match. For Pete's sake, if you can crack cold cases 50 years old with DNA, certainly we can get DNA from her. And also, Joe Scott, what about her hormones, her pregnancy hormones? Would they be able to be discerned even though her body had been
perhaps that's going to be a long shot. Yeah, that's going to be a long shot, Nancy, given the advanced state of decomposition. If what they're saying, and remember what you said earlier about L.A., our friends out in L.A. during this time period when her remains, when this Tesla was found, they were experiencing an incredibly oppressive heat wave during this period of time. And I don't want to go too over the top here, but let's just say you talk about these remains inside of a vehicle in LA during the summertime, during a heat wave. Heat speeds things up. And when I talk about speeds things up, I'm talking about the degradation of the tissues. They're going to be broken down to the point where I don't know. And Nancy, we still to this point, there are rumors circling around. They're calling this, they're treating this as a homicide. We still don't have a cause of death with her. And the fact that they don't have a cause of death yet gives us an indication of the condition of the body. This is really hard to parse through. But Nancy, I got another bombshell for you here. Guess what? There's a silent witness to all of this, and that's that Tesla. Remember back in Idaho, one of the things we were looking for when those four kids were murdered up there, they were asking the day after, were there any Teslas around? Were there any Teslas around? Well, why? Why would they ask that? Because these Teslas come equipped with a Sentry system. If you've paid for it, this thing has got at least six cameras on the outside. There's biometrics on the inside. Nancy, we're going to get timestamps with this. We might even get a visual ID of who was opening that trunk and putting this poor girl's remains in it.
An unreleased demo song titled Celeste Demo Unfin leaked online, resurfaced after Celeste Rivas was found dead in a Tesla registered to the singer. The Celeste demo, some details have led to public speculation, matching tattoos. Both David and Celeste Rivas had a shh tattoo on their right index fingers.
In hindsight, the title Romantic Homicide may not have been a good choice for the artist known as David. It looks like D4VD. It's David. I've listened to a lot of his work. It's pretty impressive. But when I know a little girl is found butchered in his Tesla trunk, not so much. Take a listen to David promoing his song Romantic Homicide.
So what inspired the hook, In the Back of My Mind You Died, is kind of like the storytelling aspect of the lyrics that came before it, in a way that it builds up to the big moment where she died in the back of my mind. Like, I didn't kill her physically, but in the back of my mind, she died. And I didn't even cry, not a single tear.
Hmm. That is from the Genius YouTube channel. Interesting that he continued to perform many, many appearances after Celeste is found in his trunk, much less from the time that she was murdered. Now, okay, look at this live stream video of David and Celeste.
Oh, yo, wait! Wait, wait, wait.
Oh, look it. Answer that one. That's so mean if you don't answer.
Which one? What's good, David? Big fan. Big spammy. Yo, thank you, Mitochondria.
Appreciate you. I gotta sign with him if you even.
We need to delete this. Maz, can we delete all VODs? And then as soon as the stream ends, delete the stream too?
That's from our friends at the Daily Mail. Isn't it true, straight out to Israel Salas Rodriguez, that when all of this was unfolding, the star known as David asked for certain videos to be deleted?
That's right, Nancy. There's one, that clip you just showed from, it appears to be a Discord live stream where he's pictured alongside this young girl wearing a hoodie and thick glasses, and he appears to tell the live stream, can this video be deleted?
Guys, I want to look at these Celeste lyrics that have just, it's never been released, but it has leaked. Okay, take a look at this. Oh, Celeste, the girl with my name tattooed on her chest, smell it on my clothes like cigarettes. I hear her voice each time I take a breath. I'm obsessed. Oh, Celeste, afraid you'll only love me when undressed. But you look so damn gorgeous in that dress. Missing you so much makes me depressed, but I digress. Baby, baby, I love you. So this is what it's like to not need weed to get me high. I love it when you hold me, when you cry. Just because, be my Valentine. I want to make Cupid suicidal. These are the kind of thoughts that cross my mind. Just because I love you so much. Darling, I'd love to ease your mind, but you only open up when you get high. If I had the money, I would buy us time just to get by, just to stay high. Okay, I don't have to be a renowned psychoanalyst to figure this out. Dr. Bethany Marshall, I think I know why he didn't release it, because she's underage.
Absolutely, which is perhaps one of the reasons he hides her face in all of those photos. Or on the other hand, she's gorgeous and he's afraid that other men will be attracted to her. I want to point out that homicide is the leading cause of death amongst pregnant women, since we're talking about her possibly being pregnant. But in terms of these lyrics, you only talk to me when you're high. It sounds like an abuser trying to extract all these secrets from an underage girl. And then when she's high, he finally feels like he has access to her innermost thoughts. The idea that you only love me when you're intimate with me, I don't have those lyrics in front of me right now. To me, this is a man who's stuck in rejection, that no matter whether the victim is living under his roof, adoring him, covering her face, getting high with him, putting tattoos on her body, it doesn't matter what she does, he's still stuck in a state of rejection.
Human remains wrapped in plastic, placed in a bag, and hidden in the front trunk of the Tesla are severely decomposed and partially dismembered. Police say the person was a female, 5'2", weighing 71 pounds, with wavy black hair, and was wearing a tube top and black leggings. The person appears deceased inside the vehicle for an extended period of time before being found.
Reminder: no one has been charged in the disappearance and the murder, the dismemberment of this little girl, Celeste Rivas. No one has been charged. No one has been named a person of interest, which leads me to ask, why not? If you know or think you know anything about Celeste's disappearance, please dial 213-486-6890. Repeat, 213-486-6890. We remember an American hero, Detective Mark Baker, Northern York County Police Department, shot in the line of duty after 24 years in LA law enforcement, leaves behind four grieving children. American hero, Detective Mark Baker.
Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.